Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, August 8th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Democrats spend more tax money to fight inflation. The Pentagon denies D.C.'s request for the National Guard to supervise migrants. Indiana becomes the first state to severely limit abortion. Los Angeles forces private businesses to house the homeless. Also ahead, an unholy alliance. But first, Democrats in the Senate passing the Inflation Reduction Act. The spending bill allocates billions of dollars for climate change and health care. It also raises taxes on American corporations. Economists at the Wharton School of Business in Pennsylvania say the additional spending will have no impact on high prices. However, the Congressional Budget Office claims it will reduce the deficit by $100 billion. But that's over the next decade, so it's paltry. This bill is really a global warming play. The Defense Department rejecting a request from Washington, D.C. officials to deploy the National Guard. Mayor Muriel Bowser asked for the troops after Texas Governor Greg Abbott bussed thousands of migrants to the Capitol. Since April, the Republican in Texas has sent 6,500 Central Americans into D.C. and New York City. Said Bowser, quote, "We welcome immigrants, but this is now a humanitarian crisis," unquote. So is the open border, lady. Indiana, the first state to ban nearly all abortions after the Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signed the law Friday. Goes into effect September 15th. The legislation prohibits abortions with the exceptions of rape, incest, threats to the mother's life, and deadly fetal anomalies. Indiana doctors who perform illegal abortions will lose their medical licenses. Liberals in Los Angeles are proposing a new voucher program that would require hotels to house the homeless. The mandate gives folks living on the streets subsidized room tickets. New guidelines prohibit businesses from turning away any homeless guest. LA has the worst housing crisis in America. At least 75,000 people a night sleep on the streets there. That figure is up 18% compared to 2019. It's drugs that are doing it. In a moment, murder in LA. It's shocking. Right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, an unholy alliance. The United States has by far the most powerful media in the world. That's because of capitalism and the Constitution, which give the press strong potential profits and legal protections. In 1996, the Fox News Channel went on the air. 26 years later, it has harvested tens of billions, with a B, of dollars. Your humble correspondent is responsible for a good chunk of those profits, so I know what I'm talking about. Today, the American media has morphed into something that is actually harming defenseless people. There are unholy alliances in play. That is, press agencies advancing the fortunes of leftists seeking power, while at the same time ignoring injustice. Let's focus on a very vivid example. The Los Angeles Times. Like its namesake in New York, the LA Times is a liberal outfit. Nothing wrong with that if an attempt is made to provide straightforward news coverage. Unfortunately, that's not what's happening. While crime is devastating LA and other California cities, the newspaper is desperately trying to save progressive law enforcement agents who are directly responsible for the death and destruction. Quality of life in some parts of California has just about collapsed. Perhaps the worst pro-criminal official in the Golden State is Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon. He took office on December 7, 2020. Since then, homicides are up 94% over 2019 when he wasn't there. Shootings up 54%. Why? Because Gascon embraces criminal justice reform. That basically means he believes minority criminals should not be aggressively prosecuted by his office. Instead, they should be diverted into social programs that might convince them not to hurt innocent people. Criminals love the diversion thing. And if they knew his name, they'd love George Gascon too. But 715,000 Angelenos do not approve of George and have signed a petition to fire him by recall. Enter the LA Times, which is appalled, not by the staggering increase in violent crime, but by the campaign against Georgie. It editorializes, quote, "The notion that a DA can make crime rise or fall over a period of time is absurd." What is absurd is that newspaper not processing the violent crime it reports on every day. That's absurd. The truth is, the progressive movement believes the American criminal justice system is racist and wants to destroy it. The LA Times is part of the progressive movement. It has allied itself with that. And so, death in the streets of blighted neighborhoods really doesn't matter for the greater good of criminal justice reform. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, I hope you'll visit BillO'Reilly.com. You'll like it there. And also a great summer read, my book, Killing the Killers. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 207 years ago today, an imprisoned emperor who once ruled vast sections of Europe was boarded onto an English ship and ferried across the ocean. His fate, exile until death. Here is the story of Napoleon Bonaparte. Born on the Mediterranean island of Corsica in 1769, young Napoleon rapidly rose through the military ranks of the French Revolutionary Army. By 1799, France was at war with most of Europe. Bonaparte returned from battle in Egypt and, in a coup d'etat, seized control of the French government. 6 months later, he was named First Consul. By 1804, Napoleon crowned himself emperor. Within 3 years, Bonaparte controlled an empire stretching across southern Europe. Things started to go south for old Nappy. In 1812, his forces retreated to France. In March 1814, his enemies captured Paris. Bonaparte abdicated his throne and was dispatched to the rocky island of Elba off the coast of Italy. He quickly escaped and sailed back to France with a group of supporters. He then caused havoc across the continent until June 1815, when his French army was crushed by the English at the Battle of Waterloo. On August 8th, the former emperor was placed on a Royal Navy ship in Plymouth, England, and sent to life in exile on the island of St. Helena, off the coast of Africa, one of the most remote places on Earth. Once there, Napoleon was confined to a local estate, and the decrepit property was damp, filled with mold, and infested with rats. Big rats. 6 years later, Napoleon died, mysteriously, at the age of 51. Some believe he was poisoned by the English, Others think he died from stomach cancer. And here's something else you might not know. Napoleon eventually returned to France. 20 years after his death, Bonaparte's body was exhumed on St. Helena and shipped to Paris. His tomb remains one of the most popular tourist destinations in the French capital. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.